This is Scientific American's 60-Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Every flu season, and that's now through the spring, epidemiologists track flu infections as they break out across the country. And they forecast how bad it's going to get at the national level, regionally, state by state. They even forecast for metro areas like New York City and L.A., which sounds pretty fine-grained until you consider that New York City is made up of 5 boroughs, and there are actually more than 80 cities in L.A. County. So there might be an advantage to forecasting at even smaller scales.
Public health decision-making and interventions are done at small scales. They're done at the county and the municipal scale.
Jeffrey Shaman, an infectious disease modeler at Columbia University. He and his team built a model to forecast flu within New York City neighborhoods and boroughs, and they used data on flu cases from 2008 through 2013. They added in something they called network connectivity, commuter data, basically. The commuter data did not improve the accuracy of hyperlocal neighborhood-level forecasts, but it did improve predictions at the borough level, compared to models without that sort of commuter flow built in. The results are in the journal PLOS Computational Biology. Shaman says fine-tuned forecasts could warn local hospitals before a big outbreak.
Knowing when that's going to be will allow them to plan the resources out, have the staff available, and they also need it for very basic things. They need gloves, they need beds, they need ventilators. They need to have those appropriately available in time so that they can meet that patient surge.
And so they can stop the virus's spread in that most local of networks, within the hospital itself. Thanks for listening. For Scientific American's 60-Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.